Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
Yeah, of course, yes. Impact of climate change in the fishery sector is true, especially for the tuna fisheries, affecting the distributions of tuna in the oceans due to various causes of climate change. According to our records and according to our data here at fisheries, we have good years of catches from tuna fisheries, and we have bad years due mainly to the impacts of climate change affecting the distribution of tuna in the Pacific, including Tonga. Not only that, but we have other impacts of climate change, including affecting due to the variations in the sea surface temperature, the oceans affecting the growth of corals, causing coral bleaching, affecting the resources, especially in the coastal areas that depend on coral for habitats. Not only that, but there are other impacts of climate change regarding the distributions of marine resources at the coastal areas, affecting seagrass, affecting distributions of varieties of fish species, and also other, including bivalves and other species. So Ministry of Fisheries established some plans, including the establishment of the special management area to address these natural disaster and natural causes of affecting the fisheries resources and affecting the fisheries sector.
You mentioned the direct impact of climate change comparing today's situation in the past about 5 to 10 years ago. What are the major changes?
Yes, the direct impact of climate change, especially tuna fisheries, in comparison to the past 10 years, affecting the catches, the tuna that we catch from these fisheries, affecting the catch per unit effort, and affecting the businesses, affecting the the income from the tuna fisheries. And as I said, also including by comparing the status of fishery resources at coastal areas for the past 10 years, it appears that climate change have affected the coastal resources.
Out of the 6 main islands of Tonga, the low-lying areas are bearing the brunt the most of the impacts of climate change. That includes the main island of Tongatapu and Ha'apai. And with the impacts of climate change, what has the ministry done to withstand the impact?
To be more resilient from the fisheries sector, we set up some programs. Like for us here, the Ministry of Fisheries, we establish our special management area, planning some activities for people to be prepared and be resilient, setting up some programs including farming of marine species, and also put up some activities to be prepared for the impact of climate change. The SMA project was started in 2006. And up to now, we managed to establish about 54 SMAs. And according to the report, to the response and feedback from SMAs, there is a great improvement in them of the abundance of fish, and also the development of SMAs.
As Tonga is expected to experience more frequent tropical cyclones due to climate change, for example, the previous cyclones last year, and even with Geeta in 2018, damaged fishing boats, fishing gears, the pearl farms, and some of the SMAs, what is a lesson learned from these experiences, especially with just a few more months now before the new cyclone season for Tonga starting in November?
I think the best thing to do is to plan well, make good plan of plan ahead of activities to ensure that we address the impact of climate change, and not only that, but to be resilient working together with other ministry like the Ministry of Environmental Department, and also the ministry work together to set up some programs to address and to be resilient during the disasters, for incidents, cyclones.
As the CEO of Fisheries, Dr. Doigolongahau, mentioned earlier, preparedness is always important.